Pittsburgh Background Check for Employment, A Complete Guide, 2025. Employers in Pittsburgh rely on background checks to make informed hiring decisions and ensure they stay compliant with both Pennsylvania and federal laws. At iProspect Check, we provide fast, accurate background screening services that support businesses across Pennsylvania. This guide breaks down the key regulations and best practices for conducting employment background checks specifically in Pittsburgh. Key takeaways: pre-employment background checks help Pittsburgh employers validate applicant details, assess qualifications, and identify the best fit for each role. Common background checks include criminal record searches, verification of employment and education history, professional license checks, driving record verifications, and identity confirmation. To avoid legal complications, employers must follow all applicable federal laws, Pennsylvania state statutes, and local Pittsburgh regulations. What is a Pittsburgh employment background check? A background check in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, examines a candidate's criminal history, work experience, academic background, licenses, and other key records to help employers evaluate their qualifications for the job. Why do local employers conduct background checks? Employers throughout Pennsylvania rely on background checks to verify applicant information and make hiring decisions based on accurate, documented records, not just claims on a resume. Here are the primary reasons employers in Pittsburgh use background screenings. 1. Promote workplace safety. Checking criminal backgrounds helps identify potential risks that could impact coworkers, clients, or the general public. This is a key step toward creating a safe work environment. 2. Ensure fair and consistent hiring. Using a uniform screening process for all applicants keeps hiring decisions objective and transparent. This approach reduces bias and helps employers stay compliant with anti-discrimination laws. 3. Comply with legal and industry regulations. Pittsburgh employers must adhere to federal requirements, Pennsylvania state laws, and any city-specific ordinances. Some industries have stricter screening protocols. Employers governed by the S. Department of Transportation, DOT, must conduct DOT background checks, DOT drug testing, and DOT physicals for safety-sensitive positions. UPMC, one of Pittsburgh's largest healthcare providers, requires background screenings for all hires, including criminal history checks, abuse and neglect registry searches, fingerprint-based FBI clearance checks, and verification of credentials. The University of Pittsburgh conducts comprehensive background checks for new hires, which may include education and employment verifications, criminal history reviews, and more, depending on the role. Applicants and volunteers who will have contact with children must also complete child protection clearances. For limit liability from negligent hiring. Failing to screen candidates thoroughly can leave employers vulnerable to legal claims if an employee causes harm. Conducting background checks shows that you took reasonable precautions in the hiring process. 5. Protect sensitive information. Jobs in sectors like healthcare, finance, and the legal fields often involve handling private or confidential data. Background checks help verify the trustworthiness of candidates before granting them access. 6. Maintain your organization's reputation. Employees often act as representatives of your business. Screening candidates helps prevent reputational damage caused by hiring individuals with a problematic history. How to conduct employment background checks in Pittsburgh. 1. Develop a background check policy. Start by creating a clear policy that outlines when and how background checks will be conducted. Ensure it aligns with federal regulations, Pennsylvania state laws, and any Pittsburgh-specific ordinances. Identify which roles require screening. 2. Train your HR and hiring team. Make sure your hiring staff understands the legal obligations involved. Training should cover consent procedures, how to review reports, and how to respond to findings fairly and lawfully. 3. Provide disclosure and obtain written authorization. Before running any background check, provide candidates with a standalone disclosure explaining the process. Then, obtain written permission in accordance with the Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, for partner with a reputable screening company. Choose a background check provider like iProspect Check that offers fast, reliable, and fully compliant services tailored to Pennsylvania employers. 5. Schedule the check at the right time. Pennsylvania does not have a statewide ban-the-box law for private employers, but Pittsburgh has local ordinances that restrict when criminal history can be considered. To stay compliant, delay background checks until after a first interview or a conditional job offer. 6. Align the check with the job duties. Only include screenings relevant to the position. For example, check driving records for roles that require operating a vehicle, or confirm licenses for regulated professions. 7. Maintain open communication with candidates. Keep applicants informed at every step. Once you've reviewed the results, share updates on the next steps or address any issues if needed. 8. Evaluate criminal records individually. If a record appears, assess the type of offense, how long ago it occurred, and whether it's relevant to the job duties. Both federal and state guidance encourage individualized assessments rather than automatic disqualification. 9. Follow the FCRA Adverse Action Procedure. If you decide not to move forward with a candidate due to information in their background check, follow the required steps. Pre-adverse action notice, share the background check report and explain the concern. Include a copy of the summary of your rights under the FCRA. Provide time to respond, allow the applicant to dispute or clarify the information. Final adverse action notice, if you still choose not to hire, send a final notice and a summary of their rights under the FCRA. Know before you hire. What shows up on a Pittsburgh background check? The contents of a background check vary based on what's ordered. Most Pittsburgh employers include the following components. Criminal history. If an applicant has a criminal record, the report might show case number, name of the court, date of the offense, description of the charge, whether it was a felony or a misdemeanor, outcome and disposition date, sentencing details if applicable. Pennsylvania law restricts how sealed or expunged records can be considered during hiring. Employment verification. This screening checks the accuracy of a candidate's work history, including names and locations of previous employers, dates of employment, job titles and roles. Education verification. This check confirms academic qualifications and may include school names and locations, dates attended, degrees or certifications earned, professional license verification. For roles that require licensure, this check provides name of the license holder, license number and type, current status, active, expired, suspended, issuing agency, dates of issuance and expiration, any public disciplinary actions, identity verification. This helps confirm the applicant's identity and includes legal name and known aliases, address history, date of birth, motor vehicle records, MVR check. For jobs that involve driving, an MVR report may contain driver's license number and class, issuance and expiration dates, address and legal name listed on the license, history of traffic offenses, DUIs, or major violations, license suspensions or revocations, important laws and regulations, federal laws, Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA. The Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, sets national standards for how background check companies, known as consumer reporting agencies, CRs, gather and share personal information. It also outlines the responsibilities employers must follow when using these reports to make hiring decisions. For jobs paying less than $75,000 per year, The FCRA restricts the inclusion of certain information if it's older than 7 years, including arrests that didn't result in convictions, resolved tax liens, civil lawsuits and judgments. Chapter 13 Bankruptcies. Chapter 7 may still appear for up to 10 years. Accounts and collections. Before running a background check, employers must provide a standalone disclosure explaining the screening process. Obtain written consent from the applicant. If you decide not to hire based on the background check, you must share the report and send a pre-adverse action notice. Give the applicant time to dispute or clarify the findings. If the decision stands, issue a final adverse action notice and include a summary of the applicant's rights under the FCRA. Fair Chance to Compete for Jobs Act, FCA. The FCA applies to federal employers and contractors, requiring them to delay criminal history inquiries until after a conditional job offer is made. Failing to comply can result in penalties and disqualification from federal contracts. Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Title VII makes it illegal to discriminate in hiring based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission enforces this law and advises employers on using criminal history fairly. If a criminal record appears in a background check, employers should determine if the offense is relevant to the job. Consider how much time has passed. Evaluate any risks to the workplace. Automatically rejecting applicants based solely on their criminal record could lead to legal action under Title VII. State and local laws. Criminal record use in hiring. Under Pennsylvania's Criminal History Record Information Act, 18 Passi. Section 9125, employers can consider felony or misdemeanor convictions only if they relate directly to a candidate's suitability for the job. If a hiring decision is made based on a conviction, the employer must notify the applicant of this fact. Fair Chance Hiring for Public Employers. Pennsylvania's Human Resources Policy T-001, implemented on May 15, 2017, bars state agencies from asking about criminal history on initial applications. Criminal background checks can only be conducted after a conditional offer of employment has been extended. Clean Slate and Limited Access Law. According to 18 Passi. Section 9122.2, certain misdemeanor convictions older than 10 years, and for which all restitution has been paid, are automatically shielded from disclosure. These offenses cannot be shared with employers on background checks. Additionally, summary offenses, which are minor infractions, should generally be excluded from employment considerations based on a cautious interpretation of state law under 18 Pascal's Cons Stat and 9125. Background checks for school employees. Under Pennsylvania law, anyone working in public or private schools, including student teachers, contractors, and volunteers, must complete several background screenings before starting roles involving student contact. These include a child abuse clearance from the Department of Human Services, a criminal background check from the Pennsylvania State Police, a fingerprint-based federal criminal history check. iProspect Check can assist with obtaining all of these required reports for schools and contractors in the education sector. Certified marijuana users can sue for adverse job actions. In August 2021, the Superior Court of Pennsylvania ruled in Palmiter v. Commonwealth Health Systems, 2021 Pascal's Super 159, that individuals certified under the state's medical marijuana program have the right to pursue legal claims under the Pennsylvania Medical Marijuana Act if they face adverse employment actions based on positive marijuana drug test results. The court found that the state's Medical Marijuana Act grants a private right of action to certified users. However, this doesn't apply to recreational marijuana use. Pittsburgh Local Ban the Box Law. Pittsburgh enforces a local ban-the-box ordinance that applies to public employers, city contractors, and vendors. Under this law, these employers are not allowed to ask about an applicant's criminal history on initial job applications. Questions regarding criminal records must be delayed until after the candidate has been interviewed and is considered otherwise qualified or has received a conditional offer of employment. This policy is designed to ensure fair hiring practices by giving individuals with prior convictions a better opportunity to compete for jobs based on their qualifications. Employers who fail to comply with the ordinance may face penalties or risk losing eligibility for city contracts. Pittsburgh Salary History Ban Ordinance. Article 11, Chapter Section 181.13 of the City Code prohibits Pittsburgh employers from asking applicants about their past salary information. This ordinance also prohibits employers from obtaining salary information from former and current employers and using it to negotiate salary. This rule applies to all phases of the hiring process, including background checks. Get a background check with iProspect Check. Industries like healthcare, finance, education, and tech face strict hiring standards and regulatory requirements. At iProspect Check, we provide fast, accurate, and fully compliant background screening solutions tailored to your organization's specific needs. Our detailed reports help you make informed hiring decisions while staying compliant with both state and federal laws. For more information or to request a free quote, give us a call at 888-509-1979. Disclaimer: the resources provided here are for educational purposes only and do not constitute legal advice. Consult your counsel if you have legal questions related to your specific practices and compliance with applicable laws. FAQs. How long does a background check take? Most background checks are completed within 1 to 3 business days. However, more detailed screenings, such as those involving fingerprints or international records, may take longer to process. Can background check results impact hiring decisions? Yes. Employers can choose not to move forward with a candidate based on the findings. That said, they must comply with the Fair Credit Reporting Act, FCRA, and applicable state laws, which include providing notice and evaluating any findings fairly and individually. How much does a background check cost? Pricing varies depending on the number and types of screenings ordered. Reach out to us for a personalized quote tailored to your needs. Can I request a background check on myself? Absolutely. Running a personal background check lets you see what an employer might see. At iProspect Check, we offer personal background screening services to help you identify and resolve any issues before applying for jobs.